Welcome to Art If,
the podcast about art, life, and everything in between.
Welcome back to our Art If minisode series. This week we are talking about provocation number 5 given to us by Anwar Hanano. In this provocation, we're creating a mashup of what may very well turn out to be the hero you never knew you needed. But in any case, we hope it gives you a little bit of freedom to think a little differently about what makes a hero. To create this mashup, Anwar provided us with 3 lists with 6 items on each list. The first list included iconic uniforms, the second was a list of our favorite Muppets, and the third a list of creatures from Greek mythology. Then we roll the dice to discover our fates. In this minisode, you'll hear Yassi and I discover what that dice has in store for us, and then we'll share our provocations with one another and discuss the process of creating them.
So I'm gonna roll my die, right? That's a singular.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for the profession?
Yep.
5.
5. You got Mountie.
Oh, no. Okay.
They have great hats.
Yeah. And red, they're red jackets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like a lapel thing, too.
3.
You also got Fozzie Bear.
Yes! Okay.
Can't lose with Muppets.
No, it's true. Okay. 4.
Medusa.
Oh, yay! I wanted Medusa.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
Yep.
I won't draw this yet, but that I'm excited about this. Mm-hmm. This is going to be definitely interesting. Do I get more than 25 minutes, though?
Oh, yeah, totally. I just gave myself that because I'll have to get worked up.
Okay.
All right, I got number 4 for the profession.
Artist.
Oh, yay!
Okay.
Makes sense for the podcast.
I got number 3 for the Muppet.
Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear. Okay. He's popular.
He's a theme.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Harpy.
Harpy.
Oh, I don't think I know what a harpy looks like. I know harpy. That they're in like Dante's Inferno.
They have like wings for arms and like bird legs.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm so excited!
Yeah, this is really fun. This is a really fun hobby. I think you should make this a game, like a Pictionary game.
Yeah.
I'm terrified to draw this thing. Oh my god. Okay, wait, so yours was, I remember it was Fozzie Bear and...
It was, artist was the outfit.
Oh, and then there was the bird,
the harpy.
The harpy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and also, I don't draw, I paint, so mine's painted.
Oh, it's painted! Amazing!
Yeah, I started drawing it, and I was like, well, this is dumb. I don't like anything about it. And it looks exactly the same. Like, all the shapes and everything are the same, but, like, it's painted.
Hattie, that is so good. Jesus, that is so good. I don't think I knew you were this good of a painter. Like, I thought you were a good painter, but this is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my god, I love it.
I might have spent more than 25 minutes. I didn't time myself. I don't know. But I think I did it during an episode of Mad Men.
Okay, so like 40 minutes. I mean, he said it doesn't have, he just did 25 minutes because he was busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh god, well, I think I'm yours on the social media and probably not mine. I'm just going to say, I'm going to do
also,
my best.
Like, I like drew it twice and I was like, I hate this. And so like I did kind of a little sketch and then painted it and it's faster for me and it's better.
I think I'm going to end up doing a monologue as the Mountie Fuzzy Harpy or whatever, Medusa. I think the drawing
or do a collage.
So but that's cheating, isn't it?
Why?
Because then I'll, like, just cut a picture of Fozzie Bear out. I don't have a printer right now anyway, so.
Oh.
I'm going to draw. No, it's good. It's okay to be bad at things.
All right, so you did the hero's provocation.
I did.
Your Fozzie Bear.
Yes, my Mountie.
Okay.
Fozzie Bear Medusa. Now, I'm not someone who's ever taken an art class. And this was actually just going to be my practice. I was like, oh, let me practice and then I'll do it. And then I was like, this didn't turn out too bad. So this is it. You ready?
Yeah.
So it's on an index card.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. He's adorable. You did such a good job on the uniform.
Yeah, I mean, I think he kind of looks like he's had better days. I think he looks a little strung out.
He does.
I don't know. But yeah.
That's so funny.
But I didn't draw horse, even though I probably should have. He's like a Canadian mounted, but I was like, that's too much. So.
The snakes are so cute.
I had fun with the snakes, making them different colors.
I also really like the bright yellow stripe down the Mountie's pants.
Yeah, I did a lot of research. I tried to do the, and also I'm limited by the colors that I have.
Is this, what medium did you use? Is this crayons again?
Pencil and colored pencil.
Cool.
Yeah, so there he is.
I know you were excited about the Fozzie Bear. No, you wanted Animal.
Yeah, but I like Fozzie Bear too. I kept wanting to go waka waka waka.
I do not know the Muppets well enough to really differentiate between any of them.
Oh no, really?
No. I mean, I know Elmo because of the doll.
Oh, that was my first movie. I saw Muppets Take Manhattan in 1984.
Wow.
And then I even write about Miss Piggy because she does synchronized swimming.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, she has this amazing synchronized swim number.
Oh, hi, Lulu.
Can you hear her?
Yeah, that's the first time I've actually heard her.
Yeah, well, usually she's just jumping around. But now she's talking.
All right. So, how was the process of making your little Fozzie creature?
It was actually more fun than I thought. So, and I'm going to try to be less scared. And it's definitely pushing me to do things I would not normally do. I would definitely not normally like draw for fun, but I actually had fun doing it. So, I was like, maybe I'll roll the dice again and do another one. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely pushing me out of my comfort zone, which I'm appreciating because I don't think we do that enough in our lives. How about you?
Yeah, I felt similarly. But it was fun, like, putting the different pieces together because really none of the pieces I got were things that I would normally, I think, be drawn to. Maybe the harpy. I do like sort of like fantasy style stuff sometimes. But I would have never thought to draw a Muppet. Like, that just wouldn't have entered my world at all. And, I mean, they're fun. They're cute and they're weird. And when you combine them with other weird things, it was definitely, like, a little more fun. And the mashup idea, I think, is really useful.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and for me, having, like, real-life things to base it on also helps.
Oh, yeah.
So if it was, rather than, like, draw something out of your imagination or, you know, anything you want,
yeah.
It was like, oh, I don't have any idea.
No,
like,
you're right.
There was clear instruction. I was like, okay, I can look at what that looks like and try to replicate it.
If he hadn't said he spent 5 minutes doing research, I wonder if I would have not done the research and just tried to, like, imagine it. And then gotten frustrated because I can't draw out of my head very well. I always use references.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I trace a lot because I don't draw well. I'll like trace an outline and then paint it in.
But don't say you don't draw well. I mean, come on. It can't be worse than mine.
No,
my Fozzie Bear has been on a bender.
I mean, with snakes coming out of your head, why wouldn't you just always be on a bender?
I guess so. Thanks for giving an excuse to something that definitely was not intentional.
All right. Well, thanks, Anwar, for providing this provocation. Yeah. It was a lot of fun, and we're so excited to see everybody else's.
Well, I hope you all had as much fun creating your mashups as we did. Don't forget to share your mashups with us by tagging us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at ArtIfPodcast, #ArtIfPodcast. We can't wait to see what you've created.
Art If Podcast is produced by
Hattie Cry
and Yasi Jahanmir.
Our theme music was composed by Muhammad Abdul Salam.
Follow us at Art If Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to stay up to date on upcoming episodes and to join our vibrant community of artists.